The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, where was Mary's attention? It was entirely on the Lord. Where was Martha's attention? It was on herself. Even while serving others, doing a good deed for others, she was not thinking about the others. She was thinking about herself. Why don't they notice me? Why don't they help me? Doesn't our Lord care about me? And what our Lord is pointing to in this gospel is the reality that it is possible to come to the state in our spiritual lives where our eyes never leave Him, where our interior gaze is always upon Him, no matter what we are busy with. It's possible to remain there always. And one of the most certain means of coming to that state in our spiritual life is in and through a devotion to the rosary. If a person prays the rosary daily from the heart, they will be brought to a deep contemplative life of prayer and a profound union with our Lord. And I want to just close with two quotes from St. John Paul the Great. He has a beautiful, beautiful document on the rosary. If you've never read it, it's short, and I most highly recommend it. He says, "To pray the rosary is to sit at the school of Our Lady and be led by her to contemplate the beauty of the face of her Son." And even more beautifully, and I close with this, he writes, "After Mary first saw her Son in Bethlehem when she gave birth to him, from that moment onward, her gaze never left him. Sometimes her look would be a questioning one, other times a penetrating gaze, sometimes a look of sorrow. On the day of the resurrection, a gaze radiant with joy. On the day of Pentecost, a gaze of fire, but always gazing at Him." We ask our Lord for an ever deeper devotion to His mom and a devotion to the Holy Rosary, that we might learn to keep our eyes on Him always.